Don't you think that with one more year, maybe it is indeed what Philip Rivers needed, the San Diego team will get over and Marty can stop having to worry about that negative jinx?
Well, my goodness, Nick, they certainly have a wonderful team. I mean, nobody wins 10 games in a row, you know, from late October into the playoffs. Nobody does that. Yes, the answer is, look, LaDainian Tomlinson, I mean, he was special several years ago before a lot of people knew it, and boy, we all know it now. Philip Rivers played okay in the playoffs. I mean, the defense, that front seven, New England's plan wasn't to stop running. They just said, uh-oh, we can't run. We better try something else. So the answer is, look, it is high. I agree with Howie. I mean, if you'd ask me that, I mean, how do you fire 14-2? I do know the background, and it's we have a Super Bowl caliber team, but we can't get over this hump. What 14-2 was not 11-5 on a team we think is great and won the West and then lost. So I understand why you know Marty's still there. He should be. Marty's a credit to the guy. 200 wins, etc. I mean, you know him better than I do. You played for him. He worked with us a couple of years. I got to know him a little better, you know, because he was sitting with us every Sunday. So, but that being said, you know, now sometimes San Diego, and you know this, Nick, the teams that had like last year's Colts 13-0, you know, but yet didn't even make it to the championship game. The Pittsburgh, when the Ben was a rookie, 15-1, beaten by New England in the championship game. Sometimes you come back at 12-4, just to pick a number, and are more grizzled and more hardened, and have are better off in January than you were when you were 15-1 and 14-2. And that's probably the boat San Diego will fall in.
Yeah, and I think that certainly the second version of that, the second year, is the Indianapolis Colts. They had last year and the playoffs stolen from them because of the distraction and the heartache and the tragedy of the suicide of Tony's son. And I think under all of this is the motivation to right that ship, to recorrect and rescore their direction. And this year is the year for them to do that.
Well, they're also, I agree. Although we shouldn't forget, Nick, although in the playoffs, you know, they came in as the third seed, they had played about 500 ball from middle of November on, et cetera, et cetera. They were the last team to lose a game at 9-0. I mean, they were the last one. So we forget that because the games they're winning were by 7, by 4, by 3, by 1. That may serve them better, Nick, this year, the way that they've had to not so much look. Peyton Manning, I'm not worried about, it's a close game. I'm worried about him getting nervous. No, I'm not worried about that. But when you win a bunch of games 40-14, for example, you're not managing, you're not doing certain things in the fourth quarter that you might be if every game is 7 or 4 or 2 or 1. And you saw them manage the clock in the Ravens game, you know, from 17 minutes left, even though they were up by like 6 or 3 or whatever it was. So this, on paper, isn't as good a Colts team, but maybe
no,
better equipped to finally take it all the way. Plus, I mean, the unspeakable last year, I don't even know where you put that on a scale. Pretty high.